8:32 on Quick Slam this morning. Mentioned last hour, it's National Homeless Animals Day, and that is one of the missions of Saving Dogs Four Paws at a Time, to keep dogs from being homeless. Right, Jim Whiting?
It is. Yes. I was not aware of that until I heard you just a little while ago mention that, but sometimes it seems like every day is National Homeless Dogs Day.
Unfortunately, it is.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I want to start with a topic about rehoming. I don't know if that's a word or not, but we just made it a word. Rehoming dogs.
It's a word I don't like, but I think it is really a word. Okay. And I don't know if it's hyphenated or not, but we get calls all the time from people who need to find a new home for their dog for a variety of reasons. And we deal with them the best way that we possibly can. But we need to remind everybody we're a volunteer group. We're just a handful of people with a passion for helping dogs. And we're a foster-based rescue. We can only bring in the number of dogs that we have foster homes available for. So unfortunately, we can't help the guy whose puppy is chewing his shoes. We can't help him. We can you know, maybe do a courtesy listing for him, but we can't bring a dog into the rescue for training or behavioral issues. So, unfortunately, we don't have the resources to take every dog in. We have to prioritize our intakes, and we always keep the safety of the dog first and foremost in our minds. Dogs in immediate danger or likely to be in danger, of course, will always be our top priority. In order to bring a dog into the rescue, we have to first of all have a foster home available. We do consider the level of danger the dog is facing. We have to assess the dog's trainability, social level and abilities, as well as his health, and the adoptability of the dog. We cannot bring, in a lot of cases, the pit bulls, the Shar Pei's, the German Shepherds, you know, the big dogs with questionable reputations into the rescue, because we end up keeping them in the rescue because nobody will adopt them, and those are spots that we can't help other dogs with. So we do ask that if you need to find a home for your dog, you consider the reason why. If it's just an inconvenience thing, think about, you know, how you can make it better for you and the dog. If it's a training issue, if the dog's chewing your shoes or peeing on the carpet, those are all things that can be fixed, and that's no reason to just get rid of a dog. So, but all that having been said, we are here to help everybody in any way we can. If you have an issue with a dog, contact us. You know, we may not be able to bring it into the rescue, but we can possibly find some avenue of relief for you, either through hooking you up with a trainer or perhaps finding a rescue, helping you find a rescue, or just doing an advertisement for you to find your dog a new home.
And we're going to talk about an event you're going to work with the Moberly Animal Shelter on. Maybe we should mention that, too. You do work hand-in-hand with the Moberly Animal Shelter.
We do. We do. Yeah. We're very happy with our relationship with them, and hopefully they are with us. Becky, the animal control officer, is just a dream to work with. She's a wonderful lady. Her heart is with the dogs, and she does everything she can to help. And the animal shelter is there to help dogs in Moberly, in the city limits of Moberly. If you see a stray or you found a dog's come up to your house, they're the ones who can help you. They're wonderful people. They've just done a great renovation of their facility. They have a much nicer facility now and plans to improve even more. So, and we do have an event coming up with them that we could talk about that now.
Sure, go ahead. Since we're talking about your partnership, what's coming up?
Yeah, we've got a couple of busy months ahead. Always, it seems like the fall is pretty busy for us. But on October 19th, we are joining forces with the Moberly Animal Shelter at Rothwell Park at the Lodge. We're holding the first annual trivia night. And it's just going to be a fun event. we're doing this to help raise funds with the Moberly Animal Shelter and the rescue. We're putting it on together. This is the first time we've ever done it. I have never done a trivia event. Becky has. Mm-hmm. So she knows all about how to do it, and I'm just kind of learning as we go. But we're looking for a great turnout. It's at 7 p.m. October 19th, Saturday. Pre-registration, we don't have everything up online yet, but we will have all the information on our website, savingdogsrescue.com, this week.
Okay. So people, where are you holding that event?
That's at the lodge.
At the lodge, you probably said that.
Yeah.
All right. All right. So be looking for more details on that and start getting your team ready to participate.
Right.
And then, of course, the 5K also, right?
The 5K is the same day.
Same day.
We're doing the 5K in the afternoon beginning at 2 o'clock and then the trivia beginning at 7 o'clock. We had a great turnout last year for the 5K. We anticipated 25 to 30 participants. We ended up with over 50. So we hope to better that record this year. We have online registration up and running as of August 1st. You can go to runsignup.com and just do a search for Moberly races, and you can sign up online. Registration is $25 prior to the event, $30 at the event. We're going to have a costume contest again, Halloween costume contest. Categories like scariest dog, funniest costume, dog owner look-alike, and that type of thing.
Okay.
So that's all coming up on October 19th. It's going to be a big day for us, and hope to see a lot of people.
Jim Whiting with us, Saving Dogs for Paws at a Time. Going back to our original topic, you know, one thing, and I've talked with Cliff Miller, our Pet Minute host, area veterinary, and we've done programs on this before, but so important when you're ready to bring on a pet is do a little homework.
Exactly.
Right? Make sure this is going to be a good fit, right?
Exactly. And we are, this is something we have recently had a lot of discussion about in the rescue. When you adopt a pet, you know, just because a puppy is cute, that doesn't mean it's a match for your family. Research the dog, research the breed, consider your living conditions, your lifestyle. You know, if you're adopting a puppy, know that that puppy has no manners. He doesn't know what you want of him. This is something you have to do to make this a permanent home for him. And our goal with every adoption that we do is that this dog has found his final place, his forever home. And we encourage people to work through the problems. There will be problems when you adopt a dog, especially a rescue dog, because we get dogs that have been running stray, they've been dumped, they were cut off the end of a chain, and we don't know exactly what their history, their temperament, their mannerisms are. So it's, in some cases, a guessing game. 95% of the dogs that we rescue can be brought into the right home. They can become integrated as loved and loving members of the family. But sometimes it takes work. It takes a knowledge of the behaviors of the dog, the ability to some extent to understand body language, what the dog needs. It requires a period of perhaps of adjustment, just some quiet time for the dog so he can adjust, because his life has just been turned around again and he doesn't know what's going on. So patience, understanding, knowledge, research the breed, you know, cattle dog is an active dog. You know, he's going to need a big yard, a lot of room to run. The little Papillon is going to sit in your lap all the time. So know the breed. Know what you're adopting.
All right. Jim's got a story for us.
I do. Is
this a movie-type thing?
It could be.
Could be a movie.
I could see this as a movie.
All right.
There was a domestic situation out in Oregon a couple of months ago, and it forced a lady to seek safety.
Now, again, Jim just said Oregon.
Is it Oregon?
State of Oregon. No, I'm just saying, to put it into context, it might have slipped by.
Right.
The state of Oregon.
The state of Oregon, okay. Almost 2,000 miles away.
All right. Go ahead.
So this lady had to leave her home, and she had friends or relatives here in central Missouri. So she packed up her few belongings and headed for Missouri. Unfortunately, she had to leave her beloved dog, Padme, behind. Padme is just a big dog, 80-plus pounds, Labrador mix, just a sweet dog. She was left behind. The lady contacted us, and we got in touch with an organization called Kindred Hearts Transport Connection. This is a group of volunteers across the country. There are hundreds of people involved in this, and they coordinate transport of dogs on short 1 to 2 hour legs. So, almost anywhere to almost anywhere in the country. So we hooked up with them. They put it all together, and over a period of 4 days, Padme traveled almost 2,000 miles. She was in 17 vehicles, 4 homes for overnight stays. And she arrived in Moberly about a week ago. And when she stepped out of the pickup truck in Moberly, she just immediately walked over to the nearest vehicle, thinking that this was just going to continue. She was just going to get back in another car and go on her way. But that isn't what happened. Instead, she was brought into a building, and a short time later, her owner showed up. The first indication that Padme had was when she heard her owner's voice, and her ears perked up, her head turned, and she started wagging her tail. When she actually saw her owner, there was just no holding her back. It was just a wonderful emotional reunion, and we thank Kindred Hearts Transport Connection for making that happen, and we were so happy to be a part of that. We do have pictures and video on our Facebook page, and soon to be on the website too. So,
and where, what is that site?
The website is...
pictures, where they can see it.
Okay, the pictures are at Facebook, Saving Dogs 4 Paws at a Time. And the website is savingdogsrescue.com.
All right, real nice story on a Monday morning.
Oh, it is.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, warmed our hearts.
A couple of events to wrap up with. Of course, the Higbee Fair is coming up this Thursday through Saturday. You'll be there when?
We'll be there 10-ish in the morning till mid to late afternoon.
On Saturday?
On Saturday, okay. Yes, sir. All right. We'll have it's not going to be a big adoption event, but we'll have a few dogs with us, adoptable dogs you can meet. We'll have information. You'll be able to meet the team members and talk with us and learn all about adopting dogs and helping. You can sign up as a volunteer at that event too. So
okay, and that's at the Higbee Fair Saturday morning at 10.
Yep.
Then you've got another clinic at Orchland Farm and Home coming up.
Right, microchip clinic adoption event. We will have a lot of adoptable dogs at that event. That's Moberly Orchland, and it's Saturday the 31st, next Saturday, a week from Saturday.
Week from Saturday, yeah.
Right, okay. 10 o'clock until 2. And following that, September is going to be a light month for us, but we'll pick it up again in October, as we discussed with the 5K and the trivia night on the 19th. And then on the 26th of October, we'll have another SNP voucher event, and that'll be at Orchland's in Moberly too. All that information is on our website, savingdogsrescue.com.
All right. Sounds great. You want to give a phone number if folks need more information?
660-651-6676 is the rescue phone number. Best way to contact us is to go to savingdogsrescue.com, hit the Contact Us button, and we will get back with you quickly.
Jim, thanks for coming in. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Brad. Appreciate
the
time.
Good story you shared. Jim Whiting, Saving Dogs 4 Paws at a Time. My guest here on Quick Slam this morning.
Fall into the perfect tractor during the By Your Side Compact Close.